Tonight's developments are only going to heighten tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, and that could make life more difficult for Israeli Christians, who often find themselves torn between whether to ally themselves with Israel or with other Israeli Arabs. That dilemma was highlighted recently during the visit of Cardinal Bashar Rai, the Patriarch of Maronite Christians. Rai was the first Lebanese cardinal to visit Israel. His goal was to urge Christians to stick together as members of a tiny minority. As Daniela Cheslow reports, the cardinal may have been surprised by how much Christians in Israel are still struggling with their own identity.
Cardinal Rai was introduced by a member of the local Maronite community, but really, he needed no introduction. He is, after all, the religious equivalent of a rock star. The cardinal's visit feels like a big party. It's a rare and stunning thing to see a Lebanese priest in an Israeli village. The two countries are officially at war, though priests have a special dispensation to travel back and forth. Few ever do. The cardinal spoke at the entrance of an old stone church, one of the only remaining buildings from the Maronite village of Kfar Biram. During its 1948 war for independence, Israel asked residents to leave for 2 weeks and never let them come back. Former residents and their descendants have been trying to return ever since. In recent months, a few hundred activists have pitched tents on the site, raising chickens to show they could revive the village. Cardinal Rai said he'll ask the Vatican to get involved. But the cardinal's festive visit masks a tough question. Where do Maronite Christians fit in today's Israel? Shadi Khalul helped coordinate the event.
We see in Syria, in Iraq, in Egypt, we see that there is no future for Christians in these Arab Islamic countries. So I prefer to live with my Jewish brother and defend this country.
Khalul served in an elite unit of the Israeli army. He's now part of a group encouraging Christian Israelis to enlist. He says Maronites can serve because they're not Arab or Palestinians. They're descendants of Aramaeans, a group that originated in modern-day Syria a few thousand years before Christ. Khalul is also trying to revive the Aramaean language, Aramaic, which was spoken by Jesus but has been nearly forgotten in the past few centuries.
The Maronites has identity, and we would love to keep it and preserve it and not to get involved with Arab-Israeli conflict.
But the wider Maronite community, which generally identifies as Israeli Arab, isn't so sure. Attorney Michelle Aoun, whose parents fled the village of Biram, says Khalul is buried in the past.
This is ridiculous. You are what you are today. You are what your father was maybe 50 years ago. But you can't be something that your ancestors 3,000-4,000 years ago became, okay?
10th grader Asil Luka certainly doesn't care much for history or her supposed Aramaean roots. I ask if she speaks Aramaic, and she chuckles. Her answer catches the ear of a man standing nearby.
It's a dead language. I don't care about it anymore.
It's not dead language. We are still praying also in Aramaic in our Maronite church. We're speaking Aramaic.
Okay,
school, there's also few kids are learning Aramaic.
This division over the responsibility of Maronites to remember their past and their loyalty to Israel is at an all-time high right now. Amal Jamal is a political science professor at Tel Aviv University. He says the rise of Islamic fundamentalist groups, like ISIS, is forcing Maronites to make a choice. Do they stay with their fellow Arabic-speaking Palestinians, or do they join with a stable country like Israel?
You have those who still want to keep and maintain their Arab identity and their affiliation with the Palestinian people. And you have those who prefer to view their future as part of Israeli society, hoping that Israel can provide them with more safety and stability for the future.
The stakes are high. Maronites supported the regime of Bashar Assad in Syria, but have since suffered attacks by both the government and by Islamist rebels. Most of Iraq's Christians, including a sizable Maronite community, left over the last decade, and thousands are fleeing in the current turmoil. After Cardinal Rai finished talking, Maronite believers lined up outside the church and filed in to shake his hand. Rai looked parishioners in the eyes, shook their hands, and touched their faces. He came to help the community stay connected, but that sense of togetherness is getting harder to maintain. For The World, I'm Daniela Cheslow, Kfar Biram, Israel.